Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. The Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project issued the following statement in response to news that ICE was pulling out of Maine late last week. Quote, "The Immigrant Legal Advocacy Project is seeing a drop in new requests for emergency legal help for people arrested by ICE in Maine. We have responded to over 60 requests for help made on behalf of people detained by ICE over the past week and are actively fighting to secure the freedom of many of those detained individuals. We hope that ICE's enhanced operation in our state has ended, but we caution people that an end to the operation does not mean the end of all ICE or Border Patrol enforcement in our state now or going forward." The statement goes on to quote ILAP's Executive Director Sue Roche, "The need for urgent legal and other assistance for impacted families and communities remains. ILAP and partners are working to secure the freedom of people swept up by ICE over the past week, which includes mostly asylum seekers with no criminal records who were racially profiled and taken from their cars and off the streets." The statement continues, "People should continue to reach out to ILAP immediately if someone is arrested by ICE. People should also continue to learn their rights and take all steps to prepare and protect themselves, their families, and their communities." Then they quote the executive director again, "The impact of what is happening here in Maine will be felt for a long time. People's lives are altered forever, and we have a lot of work in rebuilding ahead. The fear is reverberating across Maine, and so many people have completely withdrawn from public life. There's no guarantee an ICE surge or operation will not happen again, and the increased enforcement in Maine since the beginning of the Trump administration has been devastating in and of itself. We are deeply grateful and proud to be part of the larger community which has come together so powerfully against the administration's absolute chaos and cruelty over the past week. We also call for the end of ICE's terror in Minnesota and beyond, and for Congress to refuse to fund more of this needless, abject cruelty, and to take all other steps to provide and uphold the rights, safety, and shared humanity of all of the people in the United States," end quote. You can get more information at ilapmaine.org. And if you want a summary of how things went while ICE was still more active in Maine, the Maine Monitor's weekly email blast, the Maine Digest, has the following headlines from last week. ICE said it came to Maine to target the worst of the worst. Did it? From the Portland Press Herald. A closer look at the Maine names on Homeland Security's worst of the worst list. From the Portland Press Herald also. WABI's funding is not the answer, reform is the answer. Senator Collins comments on ICE operations. News Center Maine. Governor Mills and AG Fry demand ICE release identities of 206 people arrested in Maine. Portland Press Herald, asylum seekers swept up during immigration enforcement surge in Maine. From the Bangor Daily News, judge rules federal agents violated the rights of workers who fled them in Bethel. Maine's top federal judge orders ICE to release woman arrested without warrant, from the Portland Press Herald. And ICE observers say immigration agents tried to intimidate them. One man is pursuing legal action, by the Monitor staff. You can read all of those at themainmonitor.org, where you can also sign up for their email bulletins. Also, on the first Thursday of every month from 4 to 5 p.m. here in WERU, we have the Maine Monitor Radio Hour, where some of the reporters come in and talk about the stories they've been working on. And finally today, a reminder that Dawnland Signals is returning to the WERU airwaves today at 4 o'clock with new hosts Nick Baer and Nolan Altivator from Wabanaki Reach. They did a great job on their first show. You won't want to miss it. Again, it's on today at 4, and it should be archived within a few days after that at weru.org. Check it out. Let us know what you think. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.